Hey, I just wanted to give you some advice, to do with your medical bills and seeking therapy and handling thoughts of suicide ideation. First, it seems like one of your major worries is about being able to continue affording being able to live. Definitely understand the way that that feels. That just living itself is too expensive to be worth it, and that just dying and getting rid of all of those costs would be better than waiting for your money to run out and dying slowly some awful way. But it doesn't have to be like that. It really, really doesn't. First, if you lost your job, if you were fired, if you did anything besides quit, you can still apply for unemployment, whether you came from a large company or a small company or whatever. Unemployment for wrongful termination or unemployment for termination doesn't have to be provided by your company. You just apply to the government for it, and they'll verify and make sure that you're unemployed. And then they start to provide you with a little bit of money to cover some of those lost wages. It's not as much as what you were making when you were working, usually, not by any stretch of the imagination. But a little bit of money coming in is better than nothing, especially since the pandemic started and a lot of people were unemployed. Many people are receiving an additional $300 a month, I believe. Along with their unemployment benefits. So I would definitely look into that. Unemployment is something that you can absolutely receive and doesn't hurt to at least apply for. The process can seem kind of tedious and a little daunting at first, but it is necessary and it could provide you with the income that you need to help make sure that you can remain stable somewhere where you're safe and away from your family. The second thing is that you expressed a lot of concerns about not being able to afford your medical bills, not being able to afford your medical bills that you may already have or may need to acquire in the future, or the medical cost of being institutionalized for seeking help. And for that, I have got like one really solid piece of advice. It's a little technical, it has a lot of steps, but it is effective, it works, and I've seen people go through these steps and get their medical bills forgiven. So, in order to understand this, you have to understand that most hospitals in America are non-profit hospitals. Which means that they have to offer financial assistance, regardless of your insurance, to people who don't make enough money. So they have to have some sort of charity care policy. What this means is that if you make under a certain amount, the hospital legally has to forgive your medical bills. So, in order to find out if you qualify to have your medical bills forgiven by your hospital, just type into Google your hospital's name plus financial assistance afterwards. So, like FSA State Hospital Financial Assistance, type that just straight into Google, and then the top link that pops up should be what you need. It might be the second or third one, depending on how popular it is for people to be getting scammed at your hospital, I guess. What you'll be looking for on that page, or whichever link it is that you click on, what you're going to be looking for on the page is your hospital's financial aid assistance application. It should be like a little PDF that you can print off. And then the policies should be a separate PDF or web page that you can go through and look at. If you look into their policies, wherever it sends you to, somewhere on that page or in that PDF, there should be a sliding scale that shows different levels of hospital bill forgiveness based on income. So, if you fall below a certain percentage of the poverty line based on your household income, then your hospital legally has to forgive your medical bills. It doesn't cost you anything. It can be a little bit of a headache because they'll require a lot of paperwork from you and the application's a little lengthy. But if you're not making enough, they, as a nonprofit organization, have to forgive your medical bills. They can't force people who aren't making money to pay them with money that they don't have. And you still are allowed to seek treatment. So that is an option for you. An additional thing that you can do if you don't necessarily want to take that route is just go to them and ask for a detailed report of your medical bills. A lot of the time, hospitals will... It's kind of shady. I've got a real problem with hospitals and the way that they handle people and their patients and the billing of it. It's very, very, very clearly a capitalist venture in the United States, to the point where it's almost sickening. But if you ask for a detailed report of your medical bill, one where you can see exactly what it is you're being charged for to the point where it all adds up specifically, a lot of the time you will notice that your bill drops drastically when that happens. Because usually when hospitals bill you, they just tell you how much you owe them and they give you sort of like a brief overview. If you ask for a detailed analysis of everything that it is that you're being charged for and everything that it is that you owed and why you're being charged for those things, a lot of the time in order to avoid the... a lot of the time you're being charged for things that you have no right to be charged for. So a lot of those things will just disappear off of your bill and you'll owe a lot less. If you've never tried it before and you don't have an insurance company that will do this for you, because this is part of what insurance companies do, then I recommend you give it a shot and see how your medical bills suddenly change. It's disgustingly effective. And then additionally, after that, I know that sometimes it seems like whatever problem it is that we have cannot be solved, that it's never going to go away. That it is forever, and that it's life-ending, and that it's the end of the world to have to deal with this kind of problem, and that there's nothing more after that. That that's something that you might as well die than have to deal with. And one of the crazy things about life is that sometimes, if you just give yourself the space and time and kindness to live through the issue, live with the issue, it starts to seem like maybe it's not all that bad. I don't know what your problem is, so I can't promise that it'll get solved, or that some miracle will happen and you won't have to deal with it anymore, or that whatever it is that's bothering you can be easily fixed with some magical thing. But there is also the chance that maybe you'll learn that living with that problem isn't so bad. Sometimes, even when we have awful, terrible problems that we can't change or deal with, sometimes living with them isn't so bad. Sometimes living with them can still be really good. Life's kind of crazy that way. Things that you would consider the end of the world, the worst outcome, once you get to them, don't always suck that much. They're not so terrible. This world is cruel. And it's vicious, and it's unforgiving sometimes. but it's also beautiful. And there are also lots of people who are really kind in it. Lots of people who care about others that they've got no reason to care about. No matter how much you feel like people want you to fail, no matter how much you feel like you want yourself to fail, there are also people out there who want to watch you succeed. Who genuinely want the best for you just because everybody deserves their chance at getting the best that they can have. And whereas your problem might be chronic or lifelong, it doesn't have to be the end of your life either. There's a lot of life that you can live around a lot of problems. Maybe just give yourself a little bit of time and the chance to live around them. In the end, all of the problems that you're facing, they have solutions. Even if you do end up feeling like you are going to end up losing your house or not being able to eat, if you apply to the right programs and you do the right paperwork, there are ways for you to keep living your life the way that you are. It might not feel good. It might hurt your pride a little bit to be on some of these programs, and it might make your head swim with all the paperwork that you have to do, but it's worth doing the paperwork. If you're homeless, there are programs that will help you find a place to live. If you're in danger from your family, there are organizations that will keep you safe. If you don't have enough money to put food on your table, there are programs you can sign up with that'll give you money to buy food. They're hidden. They aren't talked about because nobody is proud to have to be on these programs, and no one's gonna brag about knowing why they know how to apply for them. But that doesn't mean that they don't exist. There are enough people in this world who care about people like you. There are lots of programs made by people who care to help you. A lot of people want you to be helped. Just on the basis that everyone deserves a chance. Don't be the one to take that chance away from yourself. I hope you have a good day.